we receive today, revelation that is found in the written word. As regards the ministry of angels, we receive the supernatural ministry of angels every day and in our life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's start with like this, Matthew 28. But this is the fourth section, right? Right? Four? This should be the fourth, if I'm not mistaken. Hallelujah! So let's go. Matthew 28, from verse 18. So I don't want you to switch from Matthew 28. I don't know either. Hallelujah. But we are in Matthew 28. Hallelujah. Don't get tired of Matthew 28. You'll need it for eight. Hallelujah. Matthew 28, from verse 18. And Jesus came and said to them, speak unto them, saying, all power has been given unto me in heaven and in the earth. It says, go therefore and make disciples of every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, to teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Say, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Hallelujah. Mark 16. From verse 15, and Jesus said to them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. Say, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. Said, and this man shall follow them that believe. He said, in my name they will cast out devils. They will speak with new tongues. Said, they will take up, they speak with new tongues. Said, they will take up serpents, and they shall drink any deadly thing, they shall not hurt them. So they will lay their hands on the sick, and the sick will recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. And they went forth, right, and preached everywhere with the Lord walking with. The word them is italicized. The Lord walking with. Is that I'll be with you? Is that I'll be with you? And confirming the words with signs following. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We'll find Mark's instructions all through the book of Acts. Hallelujah. God was working with them, with signs following, preaching the gospel, right? Hallelujah. Luke 24, from verse 45. He says, and he opened he their understanding that they might comprehend the scripture. He said, thus it is written, and thus it be of Christ to suffer, verse 46, and to rise the dead on the third day. He said, and that repentance, which is remission of sin, be preached in his name. Hallelujah. In all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And I said, and ye are witnesses of this thing. Glory to God. John chapter number 20. John 20. Glory to God. John 20 from verses 21. Oh, it's from verse 20 also. John 20, 20. And he said to them, and when he had said to them, he showed them his hands and his side. And when the disciples glass, when they saw the Lord, and he said to them, peace unto you as my Father has sent me, so sent are you. Hallelujah. As my Father has sent thee, send me to send thee. Hallelujah. So how did the Father send him? Glory to God. How did the Father send him? So as the Father has sent him to send thee. Glory to God. So they might show us something. Wow, that should be on prayer. Should I on prayer or on angelic ministry? Within one of the two teachings, I said, where it says, greater works than these shall ye do, right? The works that I do, you shall do. What is the work that he did? You know, I remember years back, I said, Jesus' work was miracles. Why? The believer's work is to win soul. That is a greater work. Well, not too far from me, but for you to say Jesus' work was to die, or to do miracles, and you know, he said, the work that I do, you will do. Right? So that, what is the work that he did? If you just read that John 14, where he said that word to them, greater works than this shall ye do, because I go to my Father, he has said what his work is. His work was for them to believe. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. Also, them to believe. He says, have I been with you long, Thomas, and you don't know the Father? Hallelujah. I say, he that has seen me has seen the Father. Hallelujah. So his work was to cause men to believe. Hallelujah. Hope you are following me. So, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. So what would that sending be? Mark 16, right? Go ye, right? Hallelujah. Cause men to believe. Glory to God. Cause men to believe. He now says, look at verses 23. I mean 22 rather. He says, and when he has said this to them, he breaks on them and said, receive you the Holy Ghost. Now, in that work, what will you be doing? He said, whatever sincere and it shall be said, right? Hallelujah. Unto them, and whatever, now that one since the second one is terrified. Whatever says ye remit are remitted, and whatsoever ye retain are retained. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just the same. Glory to God. Glory to God. Whatever says ye remit are remitted, whatsoever ye retain, whosoever ye retain. You see that? Are retained. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Sometimes just go around and think about negative when it comes to the ministry of why don't I think about the negative first? Look at it in the light of what Jesus has said. Glory to God. Help me follow you. Glory to God. Look at what Jesus has said. Whoever says you forgive, I forgive. Amen. You're forgiving. So we said this will be Jesus, this will be a summary of Jesus' instruction when he taught them within 40 days, right? Hallelujah. Within 40 days. Now, and we have been looking at that, and we said that summary of looking at the instructions together, why Mark, Luke and John will focus on the entrance, right? The entrance into discipleship, which is when the gospel is preached. Luke will call the gospel preached through the remission of sins. John will say the man's sins is forgiven, right? Is remitted. Hallelujah. So that is the entrance. So we said we can summarize it to be what? Looking at all of them together, which is entrance into discipleship and what happens in discipleship, right? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hope you're following me. Amen. 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 Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Mark would focus, not most of them say Mark only focus on entrance into discipleship. Well, we can break that a bit. You know, Mark also focused on what should happen in discipleship. Yes. You didn't know? You've never seen it? Look at Mark 16 again. He said to them, go into the world and preach the gospel. He that believes and is baptized shall be what? He that believes not shall be them. Did you see that? And this sign shall follow them that believe. Would that be the sign of the saved ones? Right? So without those works,
there will not be the works in discipleship. Will those be the works in discipleship? Okay. So that means in discipleship, we cast out devils.
Hallelujah. In discipleship, we cast out devils. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. That's what happens in our work. Cast out devils. We speak with new tongues. Glory to God. Okay, follow me. Amen. Matthew would now say, hey, teaching them. So that means the signs of the believers are recognized and flowed with when they are taught. Okay, follow me. Glory to God. So that means when Jesus, that is not what I'm teaching today, you know, but you can actually. Yeah, you know, some people can just pick cliches and say, Mark only focus on all. It's the same thing. Hallelujah. I hope you follow you. They're all the same. I just said that so that you don't just stay with cliches. Only Matthew spoke about discipleship. No, Mark did too. Yeah. Okay, follow you. In fact, I can even show you that Luke did the same thing with John. Yes, but Mark, the same way, Luke was more explicit on where Jesus taught from and what he taught about. The same way, so Matthew was explicit on how those things are done, teaching them. Do you understand me? You must see them in that light. Glory to God. See them in that light. Glory to God. Let's look at some few things. We said, when Jesus said, go make disciples, we said he will be reading from the 39 books, right? Luke 24, 25, 27, O fools, Lord, what believe in all the prophets have spoken? Ought not the Christ? Now when he says, look at, you know, also too, when you study, you can meet people that said, it was Luke that told us that Jesus never said he read from there. You know, people can say that. So, you know, if you read verse 27, it will be Luke's summary of what Jesus did. He said, begin as Moses and all the prophets. It was not Jesus that said, begin as Moses. It was Luke that summarized it. Right? So it was Luke that said it. You know, I'm teaching you to be a scholar. You read. I'm not. You read. Glory to God. Now, teaching you to become scholars. Now, so, no, see. What did I say the 39 books are called? The law, the prophet, right? Right? So what did Jesus say? Look at what Jesus said in verse 25. He said, oh fools and slow about to believe in what? What the prophet. Now when Jesus uses the word prophet there, he was referring to the 39 books. Hallelujah. So what Luke did in verse 27 was to repeat what Jesus had said. Begin as Moses and all the prophets. That was what Jesus said. Ought not the Christ to suffer. Did you see that? You find it where in the mouth of the prophet. So the prophet here is the 39 book summarized. Hope you're following. So what Jesus did for them was to teach through the scriptures. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. Glory to God. Look at verse 44. It says, and he said, these are the ones that spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things will be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Hope you're following me. Hallelujah. So that means Jesus will be teaching from the 39 books, showing you that that instruction will be instructions of the scriptures. Hallelujah. Instructions of the scriptures when we read together. So that means when I read scriptures together, what I will see will be what? Make disciples. Hope you're following me. Hope you're following me. Hallelujah. So there will be instructions of the scriptures when we're together. So let's look at something. So that means when I get to the 39 books, what I will see will be, go preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Okay, follow me. Will be God, go preach the gospel. And since we say Jesus is God, so that means, you see, these instructions will be God's instructions, right? And we will see that God's instructions will be carried out through men. Or put, it will also be God's plan, right? We saw it, we'll be seeing that this instruction will be God's plan, purpose in the earth. And it will be carried out. Because we'll see Jesus give that instruction to man, and we'll say this reading from the 39 books, that means we'll see it similarly in the 39 books, and it will be man that will carry out God's plan in the earth. So, you can say man is God's masterpiece. Man is how God starts, how God's plan is carried out in the earth. True man. Hope you're following me. Hallelujah. Something we are going to see. You see that, you discover that Jesus didn't write anything about himself. Why? He left it to man. That is how, that is God's standard. God uses man. And they will not write anything about him until he resurrected. How would they now write about his life? They'll not write about his life like a story. There is something we'll begin to look at as we get into spiritual growth tomorrow. Hallelujah. I hope you're following me. As we get into spiritual growth tomorrow, we'll begin to explore the things little by little. Hallelujah. They won't write about Jesus' lifestyle when he was there. No, Jesus' lifestyle or the four gospel, the four synoptics, they were not just eyewitness like a storytelling. No, they were not intending to tell stories. Because they had other people around that told stories. You know, there were times that Jesus told them, don't tell anyone, they will go about and yet they tell people. Hope you know that. He would do miracles and tell the one that, see, don't tell anybody. Keep it short. Why was he telling them to keep it short? Was it like he said to them, don't say? No. You have to understand how God works. God doesn't just do things anyhow, no. Hallelujah. There's a way Jesus wants his story to be told. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. But people went ahead and went, so they were, see, Jesus' story was in town already. If it was not in town, the Pharisees wouldn't have thought to kill him. So his story was already in town. Miracle worker. Come and follow me. Amen. So we were there, miracle worker. Bam. Bam. Miracle worker. Jesus. That was what they knew about him. Hallelujah. Promise keeper. Mind in the darkness. All you know. Hallelujah. But that was not what Jesus. I'm not condemning the song. I sing the song. Hallelujah. But I'm saying, all they know about God is dead. It was miracle worker. Hey. Yahshua. Miracle. Yes. When Joseph was able to crucify him, because the people that received miracles, and then they crucified him. Did you see? They were never convinced. Hallelujah. Who will follow you that? He just like that say, take the money, kill him. Not like that. He give us miracle, kill him. You know, things like that. But you know, there was a how Jesus wanted this story. You know, and how? Jesus' story was told by his disciples from the resurrection. In fact, the four gospels is not just eyewitness, no. The four gospel account is the scripture, 39 books explained in the eyewitness, explained in the lifestyle, the earthly work of Jesus. The 39 books explained in a man, in God's man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That is why most times you write, if you read the writer of Matthew, which is Matthew, he will write in and say that it may be fulfilled. What was made to fulfill? What was fulfilling was the 39 books. Hallelujah. What are you following me? The word of God. So that's how God, Jesus wanted this to do. God always commits his task to men. As in, you have to know this. And he commits it to men and he leads you to recognize that man. You know what? You know what? When Jesus was in the earth, he leads you for you to recognize him. Hope you're following me. You know, when he goes to the woman at the well, the woman at the Samaritan man, he didn't just go and say, I am Jesus. No. He just said, I am God, became man. No. Hallelujah. They had a conversation like every other conversation anyone could have. And in that conversation, the woman said, are you the prophet? Say yourself. Hallelujah. That is to say, the woman needed to recognize it. Amen? So you have to recognize who God uses and honor them. How do you follow it? God uses men. God uses men. Hallelujah. Always, never, see, let me tell you something. Never forget it. God, in fact, God uses men that have witnesses, that have praises. Permit that use of that word weakness. I've said it before. Hallelujah. They have prayed. God is a man. So it becomes wise for you to take your eyes off the weaknesses, off their praises, and focus on God living in their life or God's honor in them. Hope you're following me. God uses men. And you have to be very emphatic about that. Know it well. Hallelujah. Some people believe Jesus just was born and after 2 years said, Mom, I want to eat. No. Jesus wasn't like that. Hallelujah. Then Jesus just was small and then he just said, Mom, I want to weave you. Jesus weaved all his body. Oh, you didn't know? You didn't know? He cried. I thought Jesus is God became man. And he cried. You don't know? Ha ha. We are not waiting for you. You don't know that. Hallelujah. He cried. He pooped on his body. They changed his diaper. In fact, there was no diaper there. They changed his napkin. Oh, there was no napkin there. They changed the pieces. Oh, there was no pieces there. Maybe they were using they call it mpudu. And a leaf. He poo-pooed on it. He was born like a child. When he was born, he cried. Oh, he cried. He cried. Amen.
Amen.
He ate food. He looked sweet. Is Jesus? Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, you didn't know that. Amen. When he had the young child grew, that means he grew like every other one. But that description was a description for Samuel. Samuel, the young child grew. That was Samuel's description. Okay, he grew. That means he grew like everyone. Okay, Samuel, yes. Imagine. Mary did not beat him. Are you sure? When your girl, Mary did not spank him. She would have done that. Huh? Jesus, the reason I'm just not touching because you are God. No. Amen. The reason why I want to give you conquest because you are God. You respect yourself. No. You have made mistakes. That would have been it. Come on, stay one place. Say, you give God. Maybe we kill him. Amen. Man killed God, don't you know? What is that? This is recognize this is God. Hallelujah. So God is his man. Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen. Did they flog Paul? Paul that we are reading. We are still trying to understand. But still looking at his next. This is deep, right? That Paul. That would say, Paul. What a deep secret. That Paul. They flogged him. You don't know. You flog here, yeah. Yeah? If a person were counted as dead, they flogged him. Because they didn't recognize. Hallelujah. It is the same Jesus that they flogged, that the woman who was having hemorrhage for years touched the hem of his garment and she was made whole. So it's the same Jesus that healed blind Bartimaeus. That same Jesus they beat him. Amen. It's the same Saul. It's the same Paul. Saul. They say, no, Paul is not Saul. Paul is a Christian name. Continue. Why Saul is the Hebrew. They say, no, that means my Christian name is Christiana. No longer MS. Continue. No? Yeah. The pronunciation is not even Saul. The pronunciation is Saul. Yeah. I heard that recently. You get to heaven and you hear Paul. Who are you talking to? Me? My name is not Paul. Oh. Paul's the name. That is God. I get to heaven and say, Adam! Awa? What are you saying here? So this is a translation. Hallelujah. Or will you go and call Elijah? Elijah! Elisha! Elisha! No, not Elisha, it's Elias. Continue. Elias is the Greek version of the Hebrew name. Just name. So, translations, right? I believe when some of you get to, if Dixon maybe gets to Iran. If I call his name, my name I know from Dixon. Right? Hallelujah. Amen? So Dixon. What's that pronunciation?
Dixon.
Okay. Amen? Maybe they might change his name to Xenophobia. It's just the translation of the name. Hallelujah. There are Moses. Isaac Ayak. When did that start?
I don't know.
It's just translation. Amen. But let's just continue. All I'm trying to tell you is that God uses man. Amen. And those men, this Jesus, this can be for some holier people, holier than thou people. Did Jesus ever go to toilet? No, he didn't go to toilet. He used fuck away. So did Jesus ever use this? The written like head is not going to call toilet, it's called loo. I say trash thing. I want to use the loo. People are nowhere. Use the loo. No, only loo. Very soon you call it something else. I use the loo. Just simply say, I want to go and shit. Understand. Did Jesus do that? He did.
Yes,
you don't know? So was it heavenly? Glory to God. Amen. Does he have blood? He did. We saw that he had blood, right? He pierced him, blood came out, right? So his God became man. Something around that I would yet teach you as the years go by. Hallelujah. You can't deny that in scripture. Amen. Mm-hmm. You don't run away from it. God uses man. And for you to show for, and he also shows that he uses man by becoming a man. Because man is God's masterpiece. Man is the reason for Genesis. And in Genesis 1:26 now says, have dominion, subdue. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Are we following that? Because man is God's masterpiece. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. So Genesis 1:26 tells him, subdue the earth. Numbers 14:21, the same thing, the same writer, he says, as long as I live, he said, the earth to be filled with the knowledge, the earth to be filled with his glory, with the glory of the Lord. How are you following that? The earth to be filled with the glory of the Lord. Habakkuk 2:14 will say, the earth to be filled with the knowledge, with the knowledge of, sorry, why am I missing that off now? Habakkuk 2:14. With the knowledge of his glory, as the waters cover the sea. Sorry. That will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Okay, following that. Hallelujah. So that means, come on, God's task is given to man. Hallelujah. Amen. And his task is that all men be reached. God wants to reach the whole earth, heaven in the earth. Hallelujah. And God will do that through men. God uses men to reach men. Hallelujah. So God uses men to reach men. Would that be God walking through man? Yes, that will be God walking in and through his men. It will still be God's work. Then carry that through his men. So is God still doing the work? So when a man gives himself to the ministry of God in the earth, is God walking through him? Hallelujah. How about following me?
Yes,
let's get back to Matthew 28, verse 26, teaching them. Now, teaching becomes a vital part of that discipleship. Teaching them becomes a vital part of this discipleship. Hallelujah. Or you put, knowledge becomes a vital part of discipleship, implying that God wants men to know him. God wants men to know him. Paul will call it all men saved. 1 Timothy 2:14, and come to the knowledge of the truth. Hallelujah. And that is why Paul and the apostles, I happened to say this somewhere some time ago, that it was not only Paul that prayed for knowledge. It's only Paul. What? It's only Paul that was praying for knowledge. No. Hallelujah. It's only Paul. Hallelujah. I showed us John the last time, right? Right? Third John, right? John did. It's not just Paul. I'll show you some other people, from other apostles. Hallelujah. They prayed for knowledge. That means, we're following this. So that means knowledge is important. That is why they will have to pray like that. Look at Philemon 4:1-6. The yielding of thy faith and the love towards the Lord and towards all the saints. Verse 6. I skip 5. That the communication of your faith. Now, why did I see 5? Because of I wanted to see 4. Now, that the communication of your faith, what is the faith there? Your love towards the Lord and towards all his saints. Do you see that? Your communication, that is the sharing of your faith, will become operative. operational, active, by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Now we'll be here for a while. Now he says that the communication of the faith becomes effectual. Effectual there is the word operative. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that means the operativeness of your believer's work is dependent on the knowledge of Christ that you know. Hallelujah. Everybody this way, the operativeness of your believer's work is dependent on the knowledge, or put precise knowledge, that's the word there, precise, accurate knowledge. Hallelujah. Of the things in, or I mean, of precise, accurate knowledge of Christ that you've come to know. What? Of every good thing which is in you. This is that? Good thing in you, in Christ. Hallelujah. In you, in Christ. Hallelujah. Good things in you. Something we're going to see as we grow, as we discuss growing spiritually, is the fact that growing spiritually is not inherent on the vast knowledge you've come to know. No. Spiritual growth is not about all the Greek words you know. No. Spiritual growth is not in wheat, but in death. We'll see all that. Hallelujah. Hope you follow me. In death. Glory to God. So, very important. So, we said, there are good things we have received because of our union in Christ. No, we are union, we are united in Christ. That means you receive. Hallelujah. In Romans 8:32, it says, but they are freely given. Romans 8:32. It says, and he that spared not his son, but delivered him up for us all. That is to give to die. That is what deliver him up. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? You see that? Freely give us all things. Hallelujah. So there are things we receive because of our union with Christ. Hallelujah. Remember, we are united with Christ. Hallelujah. The Bible says, Colossians will say, he has made us meet. Hallelujah. He has qualified us, made us meet to sit together. Hallelujah. And made us meet to be partakers. Glory to God. Colossians 1:12. Partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. So he made us partakers. Say, I'm a partaker. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. We are partakers of the inheritance. So he said things that are freely given to us. So the things we have in Christ are free. Shall he not with him give us all things freely? So that means we receive them freely, right? 1 Corinthians 2:12. Now we receive not the spirit of this world, but the spirit which is from God, that we might know those things that are freely given to us of God. This is that we might know. Hallelujah. So that word knowledge there has to do with precise knowledge. We're going to come back to this. Hallelujah. So the things that are in Christ are things that are freely given. So what is not in Christ? I mean, the things that are not in Christ, you know, they are not freely given. You know? Hallelujah. But once anything is in Christ, by the reason of his death and resurrection, we'll receive them freely. Hallelujah. So therefore, you know, they are in Christ, they are free. Therefore, you become weary. Not those teachings. Not many. Not some people who have six keys to living the supernatural life. Six keys. Amen. Six keys to activating the power of God. I like that. Six keys to unleash your spiritual potential. There are people like those nonsense. Hallelujah. Yeah. Seven steps to an answered prayer. 1, kneel down. 2, raise up your hand. 3, speak in tongues. 4. Yeah, we will want. No. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. 8 successful proven ways of living a life of holiness. Amen. Yeah. 9 steps of activating Zoe in the believer's life. No, that's really good. Hallelujah. Not just the last thing again. Seven keys to unlocking the nine gifts of the Spirit. Wonderful. Yeah, yeah. Imagine that for a topic. Seven keys to unlocking the nine gifts of the Spirit. Ah! Man of God. That is it. That is the problem. Yeah? Yeah? When you need seven keys to unlock nine, there's a problem. Yeah. So the 7 days is perfect. So there's a perfect key. Have you heard of unlocking your potential with the keys of David? There's a master key of David. Don't be stupid. Hallelujah. Don't be stupid. What is a master key of unlocking your deep down potential? 9 ways of creating your own world. Interesting. 10 everlasting steps of walking in the believer's life without falling. Amen. Amen. But no. What is in Christ is free. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't. Amen. 14 keys. 14 mathematical, proven, tested and trusted ways of unlocking the wealth of the nations. 1, give. 2, give more. 3, sow. 4, tap. Not only tap. No. Amen. 10 ways of becoming a new creation. 7 steps of receiving salvation. A to Z of becoming a Christian. Real Christian. This man of God is looted. Let me tell you. There's a difference between being a good orator and being a teacher of the gospel. I've said it to you. It doesn't mean that good orators or teachers of the gospel are not good orators. But you have to, so that means oratory is not a good determinant for knowing a teacher of the gospel. Hope you are following me. I will have oratory, but when you look at what that is saying, it's jargon. Yeah? Amen. Amen. See, somebody said, and this is somebody, a well-known minister, I will not call his name today. Amen. He said that Moses, that God can give a word and a man can change it. Interesting. So God give a word and Moses changed it. I said, well, interesting. The scripture that I know. Because means that change God's word. Because you're speaking about the believers, right? Because the child of God has supernatural ability. He's in the rank of God. Uh-huh. Continue. You should have even said he's God. Nonsense. Hallelujah. Which kind of stupid rank of God? Therefore, he has the ability to change. Because he's the... He's, you know, Pastor Shevon shared with us about someone who said, do you know, we are joint heirs with Christ. You know, you have to be ready for the next. We are joint heirs with Christ. As he is, so we are joint heirs. He said, see, let me now show you something. The person is saying, not me. Yeah, imagine one day God is no more. We are qualified to sit on the throne. Like Jesus. Honestly, you know, if you're not thinking well, if you're not putting on your thinking cap, you say, ah, Rema. You know, you can just shout. You say, ah. You know, there's no way can be put to you. You say, yes, sir. I believe you. You say, you know, we are joint heirs. You know, some people can help them most of that one was a bit vulgar. Some can be something say, just like a king. The heir apparent to the king. If the king dies, what happens? Who takes over? Is the son. See, we are like the son of the king. He's trying to tell you the king that that's where he's going to. He's not just saying it straight because he knows your identification. Hey, right? Don't just get stupid. You know, we are joint heirs. Joint heirs. We is not, let me tell you another one. We is It's not 50-50. It's not 30-70. It's not 20-80. It's 100-100. We are partakers. It's 100-100. So that means, no, just look at it. Emoji, look at it. You know, we will be same authority of God. I'm not saying you don't use the same authority. I'm not saying you don't have the same authority. The authority of God is given to you. Hallelujah. You know, now, when you now go overboard, that is why some of the things you will yet learn during, it's not easy here now. During women. Hallelujah. Amen. Word in Father's Ministry Academy. Hallelujah. So you learn Word in Pater's Ministerial Academy. Hallelujah. You learn that to women. How you should know. See, you must learn to have boundaries to your study. Learn to have boundaries. Amen. You must learn to have boundaries. Some things shouldn't be fancy. 100-100. So that means. That means what? That means. If you don't say, hey, you can look at it and say, no, Lord, and change it. You just go and become, you know what you have become. Eh? I don't want to know lie that some people are laughing. And you see, when your prayer is about, is about fighting, all your prayer life is, kill my enemy, and you are happy. You are praying for somebody, you say, be careful. When you become, you are not different from Shango priest. It's just very simple. It's not prayer. By prayer, every enemy that is blocking my destiny. Why are you standing? Die by fire now. I'm using God to keep it. Don't worry. We are waiting for GPL. I'm going to teach you something. Hallelujah. You don't use such. You don't say such nonsense. Hallelujah. You right? Don't be a believer that will be in partnership with the devil. I'll teach you that. A believer can be in partnership with the devil. Peter cannot. Okay, yeah, really. We'll carry the works of the devil in here. Where were we? I'm not going to tell what I want to teach you today. So, welcome to those things that are given to us in Christ. And one of these is what we're looking at, right? Now we are in Zion. Hallelujah. We have come to Mount Zion. Hebrews chapter 12. Let's go there. Hebrews 12. The longer I use that word, let's go there. Yes, I'm getting my Bible back. Remember that word? Let's go there. Okay, Hebrews 12, 22 rather. It says, But ye are come unto Mount Zion. It says, you are come. Proceed to me. You have come unto Mount Zion. Proceed to Mia. And no, Mia. No, M-E-E, sorry. Hallelujah. I'm just trying to remember it, right? Hallelujah. Yeah, I come. Now, before now, the rest of Hebrews has used that word before. In Hebrews 4:16, ye are come. Look at Hebrews 4:16. Quick, let's get down to Hebrews 4:16. Are you there? Look at what it says there. It says, 4:16. It says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Obtain mercy. Come on, is that salvation? Come on, is that salvation? Let us come to throne of his grace. Is that come to Mount Zion? Come on. Did you see Moses? The writer of Hebrews is writing the same thing. Come to Mount Zion. Is that the same thing? Yes, sir. So what will you find in Mount Zion? Mercy. Right? Not mercy, M-E-S-S-I. Mercy, M-E-R-C-Y. Right? Mercy. Right? Go to God. What is that mercy? Without being John. John 20, right? Would that be Luke 24, right? Repentance and remission. He has come to Mount Zion, right? Look, he is again in chapter 10. Okay, no, chapter 10, chapter 7. verse 25. 7:25 quickly. My right one, I'm not sure. Okay. Wherefore he that is, wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. Hallelujah, talking about the high priest. He's able to save them that come unto God by him. See, he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Did you see that? Come unto God. Is that come unto Mount Zion? Glory to God. Did you see that? Chapter 11, verse 6. Say, for faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, right? And the reward out of him that diligently seek him, right? That come to Mount Zion, is that salvation? Exactly, yes. We are following that. Now, okay, get back to chapter 12. Verses 22. He says, we are not come unto him. We are come to Mount Zion. It still will say we are not come unto a mount that can be touched. And we explain that mount, right? That is unbelief, right?
Yes, sir.
Right? But say that mount is the Ten Commandments. No. No. That is unbelief. I hope you are following me. Not the Ten Commandments. It's unbelief. Hallelujah. Unbelief. But we have come to Mount Zion. Did you see that? The contrast. Mount Zion says the city of the living God. Right? Says to an innumerable company of angels. And we're not looking at angels, right? There's something we're going to do, not in this series. The word angels will not break it open. You will now see some other supernatural beings. Hallelujah. But not this time. Hallelujah. Let's deal with this together, right? It's step by step. You don't learn LCM in primary 2. Yeah, you learn it in primary 4. Huh? You don't learn quadratic equation in primary 1. You learn it in just 1. You learn it in just 3. Amen? But you learn factorization in just 2. How do you get your quadratic equation then? Test. Right? Always understand that. Don't rush. If you're in primary 1 and you read just 3 textbooks, you will never understand it. It's not a course. Right? You will never. You say, what is this? What is this? Remember when I was in primary 5, I saw at the first 1 textbook, I saw code. I said, what is this? And inside the code, I don't draw line. Why are they drawing line? I don't know. I said, what is this? Huh? Well, it's at least to be very big, very happy. It's not that it's a big deal. Amen? Amen? Glory to God. Okay, let's look at a few other things as we begin to get into what we're doing today. Now, we said angels are ministering spirits. Hebrews 1:14. Said for to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation, right? Okay, follow it. Who shall be heirs of salvation? So, angels minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. Please, you have to put that somewhere. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. Put it before we're coming back to them. They minister for us. Remember, we said angels are not made for God. Are they angels of God? They are angels of God, but not made for God. Made by God for us. Amen? Don't miss that. They are still angels of God. They are not your angels. Say, my angel! If I slap you. He says, your angel. I mean, you're the one that beat him. Right? There you go. You know, the reason why we need to really look at this teaching on angel also is, you know, I don't know if I've shared this experience during this teaching, but I said I was going to share it. One time like that, around 2007, we were having a meeting. There's a brother that was always disturbing us. Then, when we come for a meeting like that, we give room for people to teach. And we just give you 15 minutes to exalt us. We'll do that the whole lot. But I guess we're going to start that thing again. Yeah. Just give you 15 minutes to exalt us, and your pastor will be there. We're going to start it. And we're going to start from those who will be in women. From time to time, to call upon to exalt us. Generally, sometimes when we're having special meetings, exalt us. Hallelujah. That's the exalt us. You want to just hear feedback on what we've been teaching. So this one has been disturbing us, but we refuse to allow him. When I say we, it was myself and Sunday. They're like, I'm not allow him. Not allow him. I say, why? Oh, it's not happening. So the guy kept disturbing. Come on, let me start. I want to exalt. I want to announce to Sunday, let's allow this guy. They smile. I say, let's allow him. Okay. They are, yeah. Bro, come and leave. We told you like a week before. The guy was prepared. I said, Alpha, from this, Alpha, are you ready? They say, I'm ready. Yeah, yeah, sure, I say, I'm ready. Okay. You see, today, I'm to allow you to teach in our meeting. You have to submit your notes. Yeah, I will read it. Yeah, that I will know. So that day, before I just came out, no Bible, no, you know, we call on the brother. The way I came out, and I asked him, I said, let's pray. Because that's how we start meeting. Let's pray. And everybody close their eyes. Let's be on our feet as we pray. Everybody close our eyes. Let's close our eyes. Close our eyes. And we're all sitting. We're not like this that we are like this. We're all sitting straight. And you know the funny thing? Yeah? I was done with secondary school. I was just done with secondary school. And he was still in, let's say, GS1 or 2. And we had several people that were doing secondary school. Or we were senior in school. So we stood all of us. He was not afraid. Stood everybody. I guess we wanted to punish us. I don't know. They were just stood up. And they were close up! We thought, they were close that. He closed in. So now, bad angels are passing. Hey! You know when you are the pastor, you are there, you are sweating inside. The bad angels are passing, everybody keep quiet. Bad angels. Ah, I don't know whether to preach Sunday or not to preach. I say, ah, no, the bad angels are passing. They're passing. We were like that for about 2 minutes. Nobody moved. So bad angels were passing. Bad angels were passing among believers. So now they are going. Now, good angels are coming. As you were saying, they said, hey! So they were like, hey, get out. Right, I was like, thank you, Jesus. Ah, please save me. I didn't even know. I was just like, how would I stop in here now? Hey! Come on, sit and draw. What is bad angel? What is good angel? Everybody have your Bible to Romans 8? I'm like, yeah. Well, if you know what is Romans 8, then you understand what I'm talking about. Romans 8 is the catch. Oh, what is it? There's therefore now no condemnation. Yeah. Glory to God. Well, you know, how can a believer say such bad angels? That means, you see, remember I told you, your believer's walk is to the degree of what you've come to know that you have in Christ. How can you be someone as a bad angel? Bow up. I'm head of a pastor. In fact, I didn't just say I was in that meeting. Sat down. A man of God that well respected sat down, and man of God said, don't allow angels to slap you. I looked at it again. He said, don't allow angel. He said, if an angel, look at what happened to Zachariah. He became dumb. If an angel slapped you. I looked at it again. I said, hey. This was sometime around 2008 or 2009. I said, what our brother did was still fresh in my mind. Imagine after how many years now, since 2017 now. I can still remember that story. So, what about you? Was like, he said, don't you know, angels have authority over, they can strike you blindly. I said, yes. And what did I see is in Christ's reality? This time, we don't, in my mind, I said, we don't know what to teach. Please, just switch. I just switch. I mean, from that day, I now notice that whenever the pastor comes in and does like this, just know that he's not going to read from Bible. Because that day wasn't reading from Bible. How can he say that? Because I knew that around that period I've thought about angels. And I said some things about angels that we don't worship angels. But I said some things like angels in the ranking are lower than man. In terms of spiritual ranking. So angels don't receive. In fact, I showed us some scriptures which I've also did within some of this episode we've had, I mean some of these sessions we've had, have shown us that angels don't receive sacrifice, don't receive worship from man. I didn't have thought that. So I was there, and the father said, Father, an angel to slap you. Look at what happened to Zachariah. I said, hey! Pastor, don't let go. Ah! But you know that, you know what that does? It doesn't make us shout or make us feel, no. It reinforces that zeal to want to study more. Can you miss what kind of blunder? Can you say bad angel? Can you say that? Hallelujah. You don't do such words. Can you say, I showed us that even John, Revelation 19:10. Bro, John, after he has seen Revelation, angel was showing the vision. John just went on and said, ah! Baba, angel said, no, I am your servant. I'm your servant. So don't be, be coming down. You should be coming down back. Glory to God. Amen. How can you be saying? So the angel showed him a lot of things, and I'm like, ah! No. You see, and I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said to me, Sit down, do it not. I am your what? Fellow servant. And I said, calm down, your servant. How are you? I'm your servant. So don't serve me. Amen. Are you following me? So don't make such kind of mistake. There are some things I will yet show you about angels again. You know you can, I told her that angels are not knowledgeable about the things of salvation. Right? They're not intelligent in the things of salvation. They're not intelligent on scriptures. So that means, an angel can, we're going to see some things. An angel can deliver a message to you and you can interrogate the angel. Yeah. You can even now, they are giving you an instruction or giving you a word. Maybe you don't well pass across. You cannot re-educate the angel. Don't you know? You cannot re-educate the angel. And say, actually, it's supposed to be like this, like this, like this. Yeah, he showed up from Peter, right? Right? They desire to look into it. First Peter. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul, we say we are the universities of angels. Ephesians chapter 3. Heard of God? But he said that it might be known to what principalities and powers. So that means they learn from us. I've said it to us years and years before. Angels learn from us. They learn from us. That means an angel can pass across an information. You know what you receive the instruction. Not that you will not receive it. You see it, then you cannot say it come before you go. Next time. Yeah? Next time. This is how it's supposed to be. You don't know, say, ah, and I saw angel, ah! Some people, the angel, they still always have wings. You watch too much Barbie. Mm-hmm. And that the angels have wings. They have six wings. Is it butterfly? Angels doesn't need wings to fly. They are supernatural beings. They are spiritual beings. I hope you are hearing me. Who are looking at me? Yeah. So you know, it tells. Because it tells when you have sometimes many people see angels in visions. Many times in visions. Now, imagine you have a vision or a dream, you saw an angel and you woke up and you are confused. It shows the level of your knowledge. You shouldn't receive word from angel and you are confused. You're really confused now. Hallelujah. You can just inquire again. It is, right? But in that vision, you cannot ask questions. Oh, I'll teach you all that. Hallelujah. Teach you all that. Ask questions. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Imagine an angel running after them and say, who are you? Go question me. Angel cannot say that. Amen. Glory to God. You know, when the angel came to Mary, you know Mary questioned the angel. Some people didn't see that. He's very soft, but he's there. Hey, maybe ask how shall this thing be? It was a conversation. It's just like you say, you shall conceive and you have a child, and then maybe now say, how possible is this? How can this thing happen? Then you now say, the Spirit of God will overshadow you. Did you see that? Then you say, how can you question? Do you know who I am? My middle name is Gabriel Samuel. But to ask this thing going on. How can you? Yeah? How can you? How dare you? The angel can say that. Savior can't say that. You see that? Did the angel answer Mary or not? He did. He did. He didn't try to be dumb. So that means the same way, come on here, the same way Zachariah questioned the angel and Zachariah got dumb. The same way Mary questioned and she received that. So that means we should investigate what happened to Zachariah. Don't you think so? So that means it was not actually judgment, because if it was judgment, Zachariah would not regain back his voice or his speech. Do you see that? So that means it was something else. Not actually the angel striking him. So we now have to sit back as Bible students. Can we now investigate? Or can we look at it again? Amen? Don't be following that. Because what happened to Zachariah was supposed to be a sign of the birth of John. Not the angel striking. Hey, how can you? What have you done? Angels just cannot do that now. And give yourself grace. Amen? Angels don't kill. We're going to get to that. Not today. Is the angels kill? No, angels don't. This is all about in the Old Testament. Remember, we're looking at it. Hallelujah. Revelation of God. Angels don't kill. Angels of God don't kill. They don't. I'm moving away from my teaching today. Come, don't worry. We'll look at that. We still have like 4 more weeks on this teaching. So, we're here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's look at this. So we say angels minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. Right? Hallelujah. I would say in strength, angels are higher. Yeah. They are higher in strength. Look at Psalms 103. 103 verses 20. We'll look at that again this afternoon. Psalms 103 verse 20. Let's see. It's funny. Verse 20. It says, bless ye the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength. You see that? In strength. So that means their bodily physical composition is higher than that of man. They are created that way to be able to meet man's need. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Follow me. Amen. We said angel. We said you should not be angel conscious, for Christ conscious, right? Don't be angel conscious. Angel. No, don't be angel conscious. Be Christ conscious. Right? And we say when you walk in your own, you walk in the spirit, you receive the ministry of angels. Was that what we said? Yes. Okay. And by being Christ conscious, I'm just doing a review of what we said in the last few weeks. By being Christ conscious in the place of prayer and in our confession of our rights and privileges in Christ, we exercise our believer's authority, right? And angels are at our beck and call to receive such instruction. Was that what we said? Okay. So we began looking at the role of angels in deliverance. Is that what we saw? The role of angels in deliverance. That angels, now, something you need to see is that angels are not angels of man. Like I said, they're angels of God, right? Angels of God for man. Therefore, they carry out God's role. They carry out God's role for man. You see that? So their ministry will be found for man. You see that? And their ministry will be found around salvation. Minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. You see that? How are you following me? Okay, let's go a bit into some details. So, we say angels play a role in deliverance. Let's see something. We saw Peter, right? How an angel, when the church prayed, he was delivered. And Paul and Silas, they were saying, they prayed, they sang, the Holy Ghost. There's no Holy Ghost that came down. Amen? How was this? You see, most times, you might not hear angel mentioned in the scene of an event, but you know, based on the happenings, you know, this is the work and the role of an angel, or the ministry of an angel, like the chains falling off their hands. That is the ministry of angels. You see that? The chains falling out is the ministry of angels. You know that. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost didn't come down 2 times. It has come down. He's in us forever. Hallelujah. Hope you're following. Amen. So let's see Paul in 2 Corinthians 1 verse 10. Just remember something now. The Holy Ghost didn't come down twice. So people say, when praises go up, what comes down? Nonsense. Dancing in the Holy Ghost. Dancing in the Holy Ghost. Dancing in the Holy Ghost. Okay. First, 2 Corinthians 1. Look at verse 10. Are you there? Verse 10, and it says, on top of verse 9, but we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but God, which raised the dead. Now, Paul was talking about what happened to him. Hallelujah. Of, look at verse 8, we will not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia. We were pressed out of measure and above strength in so much that we were dispersed even of life. Do you see that? And we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which has raised the dead. Who raised the dead? Verse 10, who delivered us from so great a death and not delivered. Did you see that? In whom we trust, he yet will deliver us. Hallelujah. The word deliver here, the word deliver here, is that word in the Greek. Now the word deliver here, in that verse 10, he was not referring to deliverance in the new birth. No. Referring to deliverance in the new birth. Right? Right? Because he has been delivered in new birth. In the new birth. Acts of Apostles chapter 9, it was said, right? From darkness into light. But he's talking about deliverance from what? Now, it's not, now this is deliverance from persecution, deliverance from men, that he may deliver us from wicked and unreasonable men. Did you see that? Men whom Satan has sealed their heart. We're going to see that as we get to Job. Amen? Amen? You know, some people believe it was God that destroyed all group health. So if you break the egg, it happens to die.
Glory to God.
Amen. So that word deliverance there is the word Ruomai. Ruomai. R-H-U-O-M-A-I. Ruomai. Jesus used this in Matthew 6 verse 13. It says, deliver us from evil. Right? Now that word deliver from evil, Matthew 6, verse 13, what we call the Lord's Prayer. Matthew 6, 13, it says, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And this deliver us from evil, he has not delivered us from evil in the new birth. No. Yes, this one here. Well, he has said, give us this day the daily bread, that's the new birth, right? Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, right? That's it. Give, say, and lead us not into temptation. He has gone beyond the new birth, right? Then deliver us from evil. Hallelujah. Now, the deliverance there is to keep from evil. When I say deliver us from evil, it means to keep away from evil. Right? Look at the soldiers on the cross. Matthew 27. They said, they used that word Roman. 27 verse 43. Remember this. He says, he trusted in God. They were speaking. Let him deliver him now, if he would have him, for he said, I am the Son of God. Did you see that? It says, let God deliver him from their hands. Did you see that? So it's a deliverance, right? To rescue, right? To rescue, to preserve. That's what it says. Hallelujah. In Luke 1:74, speaking about the ministry of Jesus. Luke 1:74. Now, Zechariah prophesied about Jesus in verse 74. I know some people that say it was referring to John. You have to read in context, right? Hallelujah. Now he says, and he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hands of our enemies, may serve him without fear. Do you see that? Serve him without fear. So, that is deliverance from the enemy, right? In 1 Thessalonians 1:10, Paul uses it there. First text, it says, he talks about the deliverance from the wrath to come. Hallelujah. Deliverance from the wrath to come. That word deliverance from the wrath to come means like you are preserved out from the wrath to come. You are preserved or you are delivered. Yeah, you are preserved out. It's preservation. Did you see that? Right? 2 Timothy 3:2. Be delivered from wicked and unreasonable men. Did you see that? Hallelujah.
You see, get to 2 Timothy 3, verse 11.
Is it? But thou fully know my doctrine 10, manner of life, purpose, long suffering, patience, persecutions, affliction, which came to me in Antioch and Iconium and Lystra. What persecution I endured, but out of them the Lord delivered me. Did you see that? Delivered me. So, that is a deliverance from where? Men, right? Satanos. Is that it? That is a deliverance from Satanos. Come on. Persecutors.
Okay. 2 Timothy 4:17.
You see, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and all Gentiles might hear that I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Out of the mouth of the lion, there was persecution from men. Did you see that? It was not like lions then. Eh? Hallelujah. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work. And we do what? Preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. Did you see that? Hallelujah. We'll preserve. So that word is for preservation. We are following me? 2 Peter 2:9. Right. 2 Timothy 4:17. It's in 2 Peter 2:9. It says, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation. Do you see that? Hallelujah. And to reserve your just to the day of judgment to be punished. So deliver the godly out of what? Temptation. How will God deliver the godly out of temptation? Angelic, right? Angels. Would you have the ministry of angels there? In that of Paul, would we say we saw the ministry of angels? My Acts 16 was also one of it, and he was delivered, right? Right? Do you find that too with Peter when he said the Lord knows to deliver the godly? Right? Remember I showed us that temptations can be in two forms. Lust and what? Persecution. Right? Right? A pressure to do. Right? So, when the Lord knows how to deliver the godly from temptation. Would we find that in Acts 12, Peter, how the Lord delivered him via an angel? Right? We are following that. Stop looking at me, idiot. Amen. We're following it. Glory to God. Okay. Look at something else. Psalms 91. So that means, we're going to see something now. That how God delivers his children from the hands of the devil. Okay, not the devil now. From Satanos. From Satanos. Persecutions, oppressions, wicked and unreasonable men. Many a times is via the ministry of angels. Amen. Sometimes there, you might not even see angels in the scene. Well, for ladies, you cannot see angels in the scene. But it is the ministry of angels. Okay, follow you. Amen. Next week, I'm going to look at angels' role in healing too. We'll look at it. Hallelujah. In healing too. Hallelujah. Or looking at the ministry of angels. The ministry of angels. Hallelujah. In healing too. Glory to God. Amen. Because they are angels of God. Angels of God for man. So therefore they will carry out God's task for man. Hope you follow me. Amen. We also see God can speak to us through angels. Or we can receive the word of the Lord through angels. We'll get to see that. Right? Hallelujah. But still far from where we are going to. Glory to God. But we'll get there. Rejoice. Give me the word. Make it plainly clear to me. Give me the word. Right? Aha. So, God will deliver his children through angels, right? Now look at Psalm 91. That's supposed to go there. Psalm 91. Okay, but then I'm going to read. It's quite going to be lengthy, but I need you to read from verse 1. It says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. Who? The Lord, right? Then my God, in whom I will trust. This is that, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. This is that, who will deliver you? the Lord, right? Come on, put that down. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and a buckler. It does not mean God have wings. It's just an expression to show what motherly care. Did you see that? The wings of the Lord. May God have wings. Amen. Okay. But the pestilence that walketh in the darkness. Okay, sorry. Thou shalt not be afraid, verse 5, of the terror by night. Why? Because the Lord is thy shield and thy buckler, right? Come on. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night. Was this the Elisha's servant? Right? Shall not be afraid of the terror by night. He was afraid when he was surrounded, right? Nor the arrow that flyeth by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor the destruction that wasted in noonday. Say, 1,000 shall fall by thy side and 10,000 by thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Some people have turned this into prayer. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Only with thy eyes shall thou behold the reward of the wicked. Did you see that 9? Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Did you see that? They shall not evil before thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. Why? No, for he shall see his angels charge. Did you see that? Come on there, are you seeing that? So he will deliver you. All this is because what? He shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all. That to keep thee, that preservation. Will that be deliverance? Did you see that? Read the next verse. They shall bear thee up with their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Is that the work? Is that the ministry of angels? Yes. Amen? 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 Where's the writing material? Okay. So they shall bear thee up with their hands, and thou shalt dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, and a young lion and dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Why? Because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. Did you see that? I will set him on high because he hath known my name. Hallelujah. Did you see that? So how will God deliver? He will use his angels. Give his angels charge over it. Did you see that? So what you read is God's work. Right? But how will you do it? Through his angels for us. I hope you're following this. So we could call God did it because his angels did it for us. I hope you're following this. Amen? His angels will give his angels charge over thee, right? To keep thee in order with preservation. He shall bear thee up with thy hand. Now that shows the strength of the angels. Did you see that? Hallelujah! I hope you're following me. Amen. So, and I told us that in the ministry of angels, use your common sense, right? Use your common sense. Say if it is, you are receiving the ministry of angels, and say if it is the angel of the Lord, let one ear begin to do kurum, kurum, kurum. I need to feel, you know, most times we should, no one will begin to exalt our personal experiences above the knowledge of God's word. There's no way in scripture where you said, you must, and I'm not speaking down on it, because even as I speak to you now, I feel it. Hallelujah. But it doesn't mean when I don't feel it, it's not real. Amen? Until I feel my right hand burning, the Lord is not telling me to go. Who are you? See, my hand, I must feel the burning sensation in my right hand. Then it means God is saying I should go. If I feel it on my left hand, God is saying I should stay. Stop exalting personal experiences above the knowledge of God's word. Hallelujah. Because you are not going to have that feeling for 24 hours of the day. So that means you don't have it. The hours you don't have means God has left you. No. Does it mean God doesn't talk to you? So stop talking nonsense. But yeah. Some of the people that even say such things that are no longer maybe around us again, they learn this from me. You don't know. So then he had the opportunity to read Kenegi's book like I did. Not saying I'm a sole reader of Tunisians, but no. But I knew people that were with us, that left us. And because they feel they know, they've known scriptures. And most of the things that they were saying about, I feel the burning sensation. Some of them didn't know anything called burning sensation that I told them. But I have special ones that I don't talk about. Sometimes, when I get prepared for special meetings, I feel it all over my eyes. Yeah, very strong. And most times I feel I'm having eye issues. But doesn't mean, now I'm not feeling it, doesn't mean I don't have the Holy Ghost or the power of God has left me. Stop talking nonsense. Do you understand? Careful of people that exalt. The reason why I didn't call, because I didn't feel something burning in my right hand. Don't worry. It's your full body that will burn. Stop talking nonsense. You see, I'm going to teach us that when we begin to look at leading of the Spirit. We look at leading of the Spirit after some of these teachings. I need to show you that you don't jump people to say no. You see, that's something that when I hear that, I'm like, ah. All the knowledge of God's word that you, some of you teach them morning and night. And speak the power of, I'm feeling something in my right hand. And you know the funny thing? I knew how I taught that thing then. I know how I explained, but they took it overboard. Be that I taught them, there were some things I never said, like until I feel it, like if I go, I never said to. But I have had several experiences on with that burning sensation, several ones that I don't think any of them have. Several. I could feel it in my right ear many times. Sometimes my whole body engulfed in it. But I will not now say the whole body is engulfed in the chest for. It means I should not study. You didn't want to study before. They're just looking for something to hide under. See, the reason I didn't call, because I was feeling the power of God in my left hand, and it means stay. You didn't want to come in. You want to come, you will come. Will you die? How can the power of God tell you to attend believers' gathering? It's Satan. Just be careful. Hallelujah. Be careful. Believers, don't do that. I'm not teaching you to do that nonsense. Hallelujah. Where you going? How many of you feel that burning sensation once in a while around you? Right? You do? Right? Some other negative, stupid nonsense maybe. Where is it in the scripture that left burning sensation in your hand means don't go? Don't say it to me.
Hallelujah.
Say it by conviction. Show me scripture. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Blessing and glory.
Amen and blessing. If you don't know, you don't know. Go for them. Amen. Glory to God.
Okay. Let's move ahead.
So when minister of angels is your common sense. Common sense. Amen? Your common sense. I told you, we've not thus far. Have we seen where you give charge to angels? Go! Angels, move! Move! I've heard people do that. Angel, move now. Angel, I give you charge. By the power of the Holy Ghost, go! Angel. Angel. Have you seen anyone that discharged my angel? Who told you have angels? No, let's start from there. Who told you have your angels? We've come to an innumerable company of angels. Hallelujah. We have come to an innumerable company of angels. No one is written Garuba's angel. You know, they say, Pastor Garuba, I saw your angels with me. You buy them. but you can have angels. Come on. You can have angels specially assigned to work with you. on a specific time. Hallelujah. We get to see all that. Hallelujah. Amen. But it is not apostles team battles angel. This is why you say I'm apostle team battles angel. Interesting. This is why are you doing here? He says now. Apostle Tim Bastos sent me to come tell you. And I came and I didn't see your angel, so I decided to show myself to you. So, oh. Lock that into your door. Don't allow him to leave. He's impersonating. Amen. Glory to God. So use your common sense. And using your common sense, we say fear paralyzes the ministry of angels, right? Fear does. So that's why when an angel appears, he tells you, fear not. Why would he tell you fear not? Because fear paralyzes the ministry of angels. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love what Smith Wigglesworth will say. How many of you know Smith Wigglesworth? Who knows Smith Wigglesworth here? You know Smith Wigglesworth? Okay. I used to have one of his books, Mountain Moving Faith. Right? Mountain Moving Faith. I read that book very well. In that book, he said something. He says, fear is a limp in the dark. Fear is a limp in the dark. I took a hold of that word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A dear man of God says, if Satan catches you in the arena of your senses, he will deal with you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So fear is a limp in the dark. It is unbelief at work. Fear is unbelief at work. It's a denial. Fear is a denial of what and who you are in Christ. It's a denial of what you have and who you are in Christ. When a believer walks in fear, it shows he walks outside himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, the Bible says, God has not given us the spirit of fear. He has not given us the spirit of fear. So fear is not Christ. It's not in the kingdom. Fear is not of Christ. Hallelujah. But God says to work out your salvation with fear and godly reverence. I mean fear and trembling. That is what it means. That is the word fear there exists for is the word for godly reverence. Hallelujah. I follow you. There's not like godly fear. You cannot have good evil. There's like good evil. Wonderful evil. No. Evil is evil. There's nothing good about evil. Right? There's nothing good about fear. God doesn't want you to walk in fear. Hallelujah. God doesn't want you to walk in fear. When he says work out your salvation with fear and godly reverence, he knows as he says it's God who works in us. Hallelujah. So when he says work out your salvation, he's talking about God that works it in us. So what do? We receive what God is doing through us. Hallelujah. Does he work out your salvation with fear and godly No! He says God works in us! Glory to God. Hallelujah. So there's no room for fear. Hallelujah. Don't give it. Fear is not of God. See, there's no way it's written in scripture that fear is of God. Fear is never of God. Fear is unbelief at work. What are you following me? When a believer asks in fear, he asks beside himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So fear is unbelief in God's work, in God's process. Fear is simply looking away from God and looking at other things like yourself. Fear is looking away from God and looking at other things. You're looking at yourself, looking at circumstances, looking at the world, looking at man. That is fear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And fear paralyzes the ministry of angels. It does. Look at Mark 4. Mark 4. The disciples were, we know that story? Mark 4 from verse 37. They were in a boat with Jesus. Hallelujah. And immediately there was storm. And Jesus was sleeping. You know, if it is our world today, they will say, man of God wants to use his members for ritual. Don't you know? Emoji. Sleeping while boat was trembling. Let's quickly tweet it. Peter, tweet it. Pastor is sleeping. As if he's not here. I said it. He belongs to a cosmic kingdom. Tweet it. So that when we die, the whole world will know. Amen? Yeah, they were afraid. I went to meet Jesus. Thank God they did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why were they afraid? They looked into the sea. Just like Peter too. When Jesus told him, come. What did he do? The Bible says he came. Right? Hear that one, come. He came out.
He began to walk. But the moment he looked away from Jesus and began to mind the sea. Did you see that? Began to mind what happened. He began to sink. Hallelujah. That is fear. Fear set in. Bible says he considered the wind and began to sink. He was afraid. So fear is looking away from Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Fear is looking at other things apart from Jesus. Looking at other things apart from faith. Looking at other things apart from God. When you trust in other things, you consider life issues. You consider life vanity. You walk in fear. Hallelujah. And angels don't thrive in fear. You paralyze their ministry. They're unable to help. They're unable to rescue. Because angels walk. We're going to see something. Angels respond to words. God's word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to see that soon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Another example is who? Elisha's servant. In 2 Kings chapter 6. Let's just look at that story quickly. 2 Kings 6 verse 17. Again. 6:17. Are you there? Look at what it says. Look at verse 15.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Are you there? Verse 15. Then when the servant of the man of God was with Eli, going for to behold an host that compassed the city with horses and chariots, and the servant said unto him, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" And he answered, "Fear." Do you see that? Verse 16. "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." And Elijah prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened his eyes, and a young man, and he saw. Do you see that? He saw. Now when he saw, does it mean that was the time God began to show? Does it mean making his eyes was open was when the angels showed up? No. Hallelujah. The angels have been there all along. You see that? Why? Hallelujah. The angels have been there all along, but he didn't see them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why? The pastor told him, "Fear not." That means he was in fear. He was looking at himself. He was trusting in himself. He looked at himself. And he saw Susan. He looked away from the power of God. Right? He looked at himself. "I can't do that." Fear not. Hallelujah. Fear not is not to... You know, some people say they are scared and they say, "Guys, fear not. Fear not, oh, fear not. Fear not, oh, fear not. Hey, fear not, oh, I'm with you, fear not." But you are scared. Yeah? No! Fear not! Fear not means take your eyes off the circumstance and focus on Jesus. Take your hands off the circumstance and focus on God. Hallelujah. Fear not! It means trust in God. Hallelujah. Who are following me? Amen. Fear, I wrote something that says, fear has never solved any problem. Fear has never solved any problem. Please see anybody that fear and anxiety solve the problem for. No. Never. So why then would you consider fear? Hey, eh? Remember one time like that, when I was in SS1, a teacher of mine, when I was preaching in the class and she walked in and I didn't even recognize her. So people were like, auntie, I just was done. She said, "God bless you. Amen." As I turned back, she had been standing there. I knew she was there, but I refused to look at her. I was preaching in the class. I was in SS1. I don't want to look at her. She wants to look. When I was done, I made sure I was done preaching because she was supposed to come in and she didn't come in. She didn't come early. So the class, everybody was, children will be making noise. And I said, "Everybody, calm down, let's sit down." I brought down my Bible. I started to preach. I'm preaching about the love of Jesus. When I was done, and I said, "Amen, let's pray." I was done praying. She entered while I was about rounding up. So I was using sight to round up on that. But she had to wait. She didn't say a word. She was just waiting. I was done. People were using eyes to signal me. I saw the eyes. I already have seen her, but I didn't agree. Amen. When I was done, she now turned. I said, "Where are you?" I said, "Come here." In front of the class, I said, "Are you not afraid of me?" I said, "Ma, I'm not afraid of you." I said, "It's straight to her face." I said, "Ma, I'm not afraid of you." So he asked my English teacher, Mrs. Ojo, I said, are you sure? I said, ma'am, I'm not afraid of you. I said, who are you then afraid for? Afraid of. Very funny, but I said, I'm afraid of he that can destroy both the body and the soul. Funny, funny, but this guy don't look at me. He said, I like you. When I said, I'm not afraid of you, ma. There's one guy, that used to be my two eyes in class when it comes to preaching the gospel alone. His name is Philip. When I say that he behaved like Philip in his future, he put on he behaved like Philip in his future. Show the master. You know, that was show the master. He was just fear. Yeah, he's going. Yeah, so. Master, you think about the father, father, show the father. And you can go. Man, the woman was shot. I said, I'm not afraid of you, ma. Thank God she has been able to say, what are you afraid of? Hey, I'm afraid of this. I can disable the soul and the body. I'm afraid of the one that will destroy the body. I was talking to her. That means to say, if you flog me, you already destroy the body. I'm afraid of the one that disabled the body and the soul. And she embraced me and said, ah, I said, should I embrace that? I love you. Keep up the good work. That's what she said. In front of the whole class. Well, I was just being smart. I wanted to dodge the cane. I said, what I'm afraid of you, I can disturb the body and the soul. But you, I know she her own is cane. Just the body. Just being smart about it. Amen.
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 Sometimes you know how to be. Just be smart. Remember one day, I was to go preach in my secondary school. And I was an invited minister. I didn't act smart that day. Just carry the hymn book. And they're singing, Lord, lift me up and let me start. I said, no, this is not scripture. That was my teaching that day. I left the topic. I said, Lord, lift me up. Boom! Well, I lifted up in Christ. Ephesians, open it up! Ha ha. I learned by faith on heaven. Heaven? No, heaven is enough! Glory to God. Thought and thought. Thought every day. I didn't say. Do what was there. We're just looking at me. Say, okay. Okay, you. When I was done teaching, now stand up. I now handed over the mic to the president. He went to sit down. He went and took the mic and said, everybody open your hymn book. Let's sing. Dear Lord, lift me up.
Okay. I just
be wise. You can just do that. She did it on purpose. Amen. Oh, I said those two things for a reason. You know, I mentioned the name of the first one. I didn't mention the name of the second one. The name of the first lecture teacher. I didn't mention the name of the second one. And they are both for a reason. Amen. For a reason. This is also say the rich man mentioned the name Lazarus. The rich man? Amen. I heard someone say the rich man might be a popular man, but Lazarus was not popular. I don't know that. Amen. Let's continue. Let's begin to go through to rounding up. Okay. So those things that the angels weren't there, the angels were there. But he wasn't seeing the angels. Why? Because of fear. Fear takes your eyes away from supernatural ministry of God's spirit or supernatural ministry of God's angels. Hope you're following. It takes your minds away. Hallelujah. You can't receive the ministry of angels under the arena of fear. Hallelujah. Hope you're following. Amen. Fear. Look at Job in Job 1. Job. Have we gone to Job before? Have we gone to Job before? Look at verse 8. It says, now the Lord said to Satan, you know, this makes you feel, are they, well, we deal with all these things. Hallelujah. I believe so. Before the next 10 years, you won't be having issues with all this. Amen.
Amen?
I believe so. And the Lord said unto Satan, thou hast considered my servant Job. Like God was telling him, go and test him. But that was not what it looked like. But that was, have you considered my servant Job? Was more like, don't go close to my servant Job. Not like, have you seen him? Like I want to boast of him. No. God doesn't do that. Hallelujah. Yeah? So that means he came with an accusation against Job and God said, don't go there. But question is, what was that conversation about? Something was playing behind the scenes. And that makes it look as if God was having an interaction with the devil. Was that actually what happened? Was that what happened? Oh, well, look at that. Hallelujah. The conversation there. Was it God? see what was happening. Amen. Don't worry. Don't stretch your brain on that too much. You know, there are some things that you don't just be calm. Your pastor will teach you. Right? Just be calm. You'll get to see. It's not hard. Amen. There are some things you shouldn't just jump in and want to discover. You'll discover nonsense. Amen? You teach yourself nonsense. Just be calm. Because your pastor trusts his method of getting you there. Hallelujah. Amen. But what you should know is that God is not a, Satan is not a rival to God. They are not opposing forces. That should set you a lot in your mind. Now when you get to the book of Job, to set you a lot in your mind. I think we might do Job next year. Amen. We might do it. Hallelujah. To set you a lot. God is not in a conversation yet. But I will have to teach you revelation of God very well on some things before we get to Job. Hallelujah. If not, it will be revelation of God part 2 or again. Amen. Amen. Because there are some things you hear from around the teaching of Job. I say, and then some people say, he who bites the egg, he who breaks the egg, the serpent will bite. Whose egg? Amen! Glory to God. Let's go ahead a bit. 9. He said, and Satan answered and said, doth Job fear God for nothing? Has that not made an hedge about it? So who makes the hedge? God, right? That word edge is the word used for a protection. So it's got God stack is the edge, right? God makes the edge. So if God makes the edge, come on. Who makes the edge? God. So the edge is like God's protection. So that means, come on, edge is used for protection. That means, come on, Job had protection. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
How does God protect today?
Come on.
Do what?
Now you're coming. Hallelujah. We have, so that means Job had God's protection, right? Glory to God. Amen. So, look at verse 10. And then I made a hedge about him and his house and all every side and blessed the works of his hand. His substance is increased in the land. Now, but put forth thy hands now and touch. Then the Lord verse 12 said unto Satan, behold, all that he has is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thy hand. So Satan went forth and presented the Lord. Now he said, all that he has is in thy power. Does it mean that everything God has apart from Job is in his power? No. Look at what he says. Job, what you find in that conversation is what you will find in Ephesians 2. Hallelujah. So when he said put not thy hand, everything he has is in thy power. That takes about to Ephesians 2, 2 Corinthians 4, the God of this world. He says that Father is the God of this world, right? Everything has is in that power. God of the world. So he is the God of the world, right? Men who are in unbelief, lies in wickedness in the kingdom of darkness, right? Who are delivered of, who were once in darkness, walk under the element and curse of this world. This is, I hope you are following me, right? So that means, it shows you that, hey, he is the God of the world. Right? The God of the world. So you will not see that when he says all that he has is in thy power, you will not see it in verses 15. How his children died. How did his children die? The Bible says, and the Thebans fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword. I only am escaped alone to tell you. Look at all this next week. Because the Thebans will be men. Just as men. So they kidnapped Job's children. That was the case of kidnapping. Headmen. Boko Haram. That's kidnapped. The kidnapping. Kidnapping children. Kill the servant. You see that? Hope you're following that. That was what happened there. Amen, amen. So those guys, those siblings, are they under the curse of this world? Are they under the curse of this world? The spirit are now walking the children of disobedience, under the devil. This kingdom? Amen. So what did they do? This thing. So those are things you have to read carefully in along those lines, because the book of Job was written, historians argue that it was written around Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. So it carries the same weight of their language. Like that conversation behind the scene, Satan, devil. Did you get it? Do you understand? So, it's something that you have to read with that eye of, okay, how they wrote in those days. You have to understand it like that. Because when I start to read it in our days today, you miss out a whole lot of things. Like if you look as if God called for Satan, and Satan comes. Vision of the angels were gathered and Satan now came to you. So Satan was just trolling. I said, hey, Satan, where are you going? Can you see we're having a parapher meeting here? God and his God. Is there? Don't you know? How is that God and his God are having a meeting? Why are you passing? Where have you been? Like God, like, where have you been? I've been moving through and through. Have you been? Actually, I've been hitting some small people and their destiny. Okay. Have you seen my son Job? I saw him yesterday. He was offering sacrifice. Say, it's an upright man, oh. Yeah. Is it not because you put a head over him? Just allow me small. I will deal with him. He go deny it. Oh, yeah. Go and touch everything. Don't touch him. Like, they were having a... Okay. Okay, Satan is going. He has gone. Okay, sons of God. Let's talk. No, what was happening? It just shows you are living into your world today. Oh, yeah, following me. Amen. That is an imagery the writer is using to write. Glory to God. So that's it. This is what is happening to Job. And the writer now paints an imagery around that story of Job. So I have to come back again. Hallelujah. And reread it in the language of their day. So that means the book of Job is going to be sensitive. Let me tell you, Job is the same with other books. So you don't read it like an ordinary today's literature. No, you read it well. Hallelujah. Because it has in it the oracles of God. You have to read it well. What are you following this? We are quiet now.
You have to read it well.
So you look at it. Just read it well. And you'll be fine. No worry, we'll read it. Yeah, right? I'll teach you about it. Before you jump and say, when children of God are gathered, the Satan is always moving around. Your mother is go and join the local church. Amen. Yeah. Then go ahead. So we find that around the... But let's see something about Job. Look at Job in his prayer. Look at what Job said in his prayer. Look at verses 4. That's four. He said, and his sons went and feasted in the house of in their houses, and one day, I mean on his day, and sent and called for the three sisters to eat and drink with them. And it was so when the days of their feasting were gone about that Job sent and sanctified them and rose up in the morning and offered burnt offering according to the numbers of them all. For Job said, it might be that my sons have sinned and caused God in their heart. Thus did Job continue. So Job offered sacrifices of fear. You know that? He thought he was doing the offering sacrifices to God, but it was carrying fear. Should in case. You know that? That is fear. Should in case. Look at what man actually summed it up. So the sacrifice was not of faith, but that of fear. Right? Look at, in fact, sometimes our prayer are filled with fear. Hallelujah. And those prayer of fear doesn't have any believer's authority in them. I mean, angels cannot act. In fact, you cannot act, you can't give authority that angels will act upon in fear. Remember, I say it paralyzes the ministry of angels. Hallelujah. Amen. Some people do that. They will pray and say, oh Lord, let's say you are praying for a journey. I mean, see people pray for journey. Oh God, we cover the road with the blood of Jesus. That is fear. We cover the road with the blood. We cover the windscreen with the blood of Jesus. Oh Lord, we sanctify the road. Every blood-sucking demon. This is your own with demons, blood-sucking. On the way. Be especially the one in Ore Expressway. Lord, take them out by fire. That is a prayer of faith. It has no faith. Lord, on my way to Akumba, yes, Akumba. Every blood-sucking demon, the one that will be collecting 50 there on the road, Lord, remove them. That is fear. Have you ever also the one of, oh Lord, take over the wheel. He said, Lord, take over the driver. The devil is not born again. He said, oh Lord, take over the driver. The devil will no longer drive with his brain. Oh Lord, take over the driver. He said, sir, is there anything wrong with you? He's never born again. He said, oh Lord, take over the driver. Take over the wheel. Take over the wheel. He's here. Look at this. Deep down that prayer is here. Amen. He said, Lord, as you fly on the air, you bear with your wings, oh Lord. You are free. You are free. Hallelujah. Amen. As in the prayer of fear, there's no authority past. No matter how you say the fear, what else did he say? Amen. Glory to God. Oh Lord, if it be our sin, that will make our prayers not to get to heaven, knowingly or unknowingly, by error, commission, omission, oh Lord, we have some mercy. And see Ronaldo. No. Yeah. You don't pray that way. That's fear. Fear doesn't do anything. Hallelujah. Or somebody is sick. He wants to now pray. Say, Lord, I know it's my sin that has caught me up. Lord, today I stand in faith that you take away my sins and make me whole. That is fear. You'll never be healed in that condition. What nonsense is that? Hallelujah. That is fear. Glory to God. Hope you are following me. Hope you are following me. Hope you are thinking about your prayer. Thinking about your prayer. We will pray, oh Lord, as I get into the exam. You've not read. Not read. Oh Lord, give me retentive memory. The retentive memory you are asking for should be... What? Thank you, Lord. Give me retentive memory. Now let me talk about retentive memory today. You'll be shocked. Hallelujah. Amen. So give me a retentive memory. To remember what? Facebook reads. Right? To remember what? Videos and men. The happy question is, God, give me retentive memory. And you get to the hall. The only thing that was coming to your mind is 70 years old man. He's retentive memory. Not helping. You have a retention. It's not a retention memory. Amen. It's just what you pray for. Your prayer should not be filled with fear. In fact, the times you shouldn't pray are the times where it seems you are afraid. Don't pray. That's not the best time to pray. You're just getting used. Don't pray. You're wasting time. Hallelujah. Hope you're hearing me. Glory to God. We came to meet Jesus. Lazarus is sick. Lazarus is sick. Did he say, let's be going, let's be going? No. That is not the time to act. Hallelujah. It's not the time to act. He said it's not, he said the sick is not unto death. No, that is just the response. Lazarus later died. He later died. But then he thought it's not unto death. Because he was not seen on fear. Hallelujah. He said, he's dead. He said, now let's go. Well, so then death was the end. Nobody's going to say, ah, ha, ha. Right? Yeah, let's go. Hallelujah. Amen. He went to the house of Jairus, whose daughter died. Right? He got there, they were crying. Right, what he did is he chased all the wheelers out. And when he chased them, they were like, ah, who is this one? What does he want to do? Right? Because you don't need fear around. Just tell the Jairus, say, fear not, right? Only believe. Doubt not. Doubt. Fear and doubt are operative in the same realm. Hallelujah. In the same realm. Doubt and unbelief. And fear. Just together. You don't believe. Hallelujah. So they say, ah, something is happening. Something is happening. Just be calm. Hallelujah. Just be calm. The death should be Jesus. He said, hey, master, don't be scared, I will finish. What did Jesus do? He said, Jesus did not shout, yeah, what are you doing? Moses was in the order, right? He was calm. And he walked up and he said, peace be still, right? The worst time I say you should pray is when you are afraid. Don't say a word. Okay, yeah, wait. Don't say a word. Because fear is expressed in your words. It's expressed in prayer. So don't say a word. Just be calm. You know, be calm that you begin to speak the word of God. Keep in the word of God. Some of, make sure you kill that fear. Hallelujah. Kill that fear with the word. Before you say anything. Amen. I'm a child of God. I'm born of God. I don't walk in fear, I walk in faith. I don't walk in fear, I walk in faith. I walk in faith. Walk in faith. Amen. I walk in faith. I don't walk in the arena of doubt. I don't doubt the power of God. I trust God and I walk in the light of God's word. I walk in the light of God's word who died and rescued me from the bondage of sin and death. I have faith and I am a child of faith. You know, just say words like that. And I say, oh God, where is my God? Where is my God? God is sent to answer your son. Oh, I can't even say like that. You know, Lord, if I be a man of God, that is fear. Yeah. Hallelujah. Don't pray at that point. Some people are praying at something. They say, yes. You know, we're having one prayer one morning like that. We're praying. And we're in one of the pastor's house. And the breeze was much. And the calendar just said, I was opening my eyes. So the brethren that were praying and closed their eyes. When I saw all their expressions, one by each. I was just laughing. A calendar for now. Yeah, don't pray with you. Hallelujah. Watch it when you pray, when they say. Nothing happens in that arena. Nothing. Jesus anything done with you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let's begin to round up here. Hallelujah. Do I have some other things to show? So, look at what Job now said in chapter 3, verse 25. You see, for the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I am afraid is come to me. Is that? So that means he was afraid of everything that happened to him. So even before it happened, he was scared of it. That was the reason for the sacrifice. He was scared. So fear is expressed in our words and in our actions. Our words and in our actions. Fear is expressed in our words and in our actions. Amen? You're afraid of life. You're just done with NYS. You're asking yourself, what will life hold for me? What will life hold for me? You're scared. I don't know. I don't know what life will hold for me. I don't even know the next thing from here. Oh God, help me. Pastor Shago shared with us about a guy that was to be done with university, was about to go for NYS. He went to meet the dean of their faculty and said, please sir, give me extra here. I'm asking why. He said, I'm scared of life. I feel life is going to kill me. It's going to devour me. And the man said, if you have an extra year, you will still go back and face life after the extra year, right? So why not face it once and for all? Amen. Amen. You're scared of life. It's 2 years now, I don't have a job. Your prayer now, oh Lord, give me a job. Go, Lord, send me a job. Come on. Come on. Come on. Lord. Don't make all my mates to ask me, where is my God? That is fear. Where is my God? Oh God, where is my God? Oh God, where is my God? Where is your own God? Where is your God? Your God is your job machine, job mechanic. You're going to do your CV. Submit your CV, right? God, you will have your job. Yeah? So it doesn't submit to the right company. So you say, I'll be submitting CVs. Nobody has called me. Keep submitting. Amen. Me, your pastor, there was a time I was submitting my CV 10 every day. It was a task. There was a time I was submitting my CV 10 per day, 10 every day. I have companies, 10. I must give 10 out every day. Imagine 10 every day for 4 months. How many jobs? Just keep applying. Just keep 3. Don't worry. You'll get one. Yeah. Yeah. There was a time like that. You know, when I was done with school, I knew that some people would have used my CV to sell Google and Alexa. You don't know, my CV. Yeah. My treat. Go with it. All of them. Hallelujah! So, speak God's word. Rather than fear, speak God's word. Speak God's word. Because you know what? You know what? Angels respond to God's word. Look at Psalms 103. We're about to go off. About to run off. Hallelujah. Psalm 103. Angels respond to God's word. Now one time, after I was going to write my interview, you know, to make you know that when it comes to... Okay, there's something I wanted to show you, but I'll look at that next week. That will be Acts 27. We'll see that next week, Acts 27. Something from Paul's encounter with an angel. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. So, I went to write an interview. Did you write an interview? I went for an interview. Hallelujah. So, there's not like written interview. I don't have written exam. I went for an interview. Then I went to... Amen. So, went for this interview, a job interview, and I was done. When I was done, I was doing, I just kept speaking God's word. I don't got the job. I kept saying, I don't have the job. I'm not fear, I just say, I now have the job. I position angels to get in that job. I have the job. Don't mind some other things I said around you. But it was just faith words, right? That's not that there were some funny things I said around. Angels are in charge to convince their hearts to pick me. Even if it's just one, even if it's 10,000 people, and they need one, I'm that one. I just know that God works for me. That's what I was just saying. Well, you know, as much as some of those words are words I can't use today, but you know, I was just strong. I'm a child of God. I have it. You know? And then, I got it good. I got it. Just believe in the ministry of angels. Rather than praying prayer of fear, well, so why not just set out in the morning and say, Father, thank you. Thank you for what you're doing, what you've done in Christ Jesus. Thank you. As I launch out today, I launch out with faith. Launch out with boldness. Launch out believing in your work you're doing through me, through your children and all over the world. Oh yes, today Lord, as I step out, I receive the supernatural ministry of angels today. Yes, around everything I do, I see and I receive. I recognize, I see and I receive the supernatural ministry of angels today as I go out. Thank you Lord, in Jesus' name. You know, wonderful prayer. Hallelujah. And I say, Lord, oh God, oh, yeah, yeah. Lord, as I set out on this journey, I know that I receive preservation by your spirit. And as we go, oh, both me and everyone that is there, to receive the supernatural ministry of angels as we go today on this journey. Amen. I hope you're following me. You're not saying angels take charge on Ibadan Expressway. Leave me way before. Go to stop talking nonsense. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I receive your deliverance today. I receive today. I know because it's written in the scriptures that you deliver us. And yet you deliver me. As I set out today, I'm delivered from wicked and unreasonable men. You know, as you say those words, I'm delivered from wicked and unreasonable men. Do you know that that is the ministry of angels you're activating as well? Right? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just talk to say how things are happening around you. I shared with us the story of the pastor. Things are happening around you. And you are already saying, and they're shooting guns on the road. And you are just approaching the place. You know, you can just, rather than walk in fear, say, oh God, where's my God? Sure. You can just as well just say, Father, thank you. Because I have with me in Christ the ministry of angels. I receive supernatural ministry of angels even in this era, right now, in Jesus' name. And you walk in faith. Hallelujah. And you drive past. Glory to God. You walk in faith. Sometimes the ministry of angels that you receive might be an instruction, turn back now. And you should turn back. Hear that, the ministry of angels. Turn back now. Don't say, no, my God. Yeah. You understand? It's not fear. It's not fear. Hallelujah. You see what? Come back now. See, can angels use such words? We're getting there. Hallelujah. Because angels can act in the stead of God. That is, when they deliver a message of God for you. Right? Come on. They can stand and use it the way I showed us, right? Right? And if you look at it, but you know it's an angel, but they're speaking that some of you, I use an example of you, the first time you gave a prophecy, So thus said the Lord, my son, you're talking to your pastor. Say, my son, step out. Step out to step in. Talking to your pastor. Well, the first time, you know, look at it, say, okay, understand. He does not have honor, but he will grow in honor. Okay? Give a word to your pastor. Now you and your pastor stand here. Your pastor gives you a word. You know, he says, you shall be careful. But he gives you a word, right? You don't want to reply that, I say, thus said the Lord. My son, be careful of two birds. One on the silly, one is the pigeon. My son. If your pastor, you thus said the Lord. My son! In fact, you can even, if you want to be disobedient, say, my son, Gamba. He tell me I'm following you. If your pastor, he said, my son, Gamba. I said something that stupid years back. And today, if I look back, I don't think I've ever seen it today. That was around 28, 29. I was talking about a renowned pastor, and I said, the Lord told me. And in that vision, the Lord told me. I was talking to another pastor of that church, and I was talking about their Jew. And I said, the Lord told me, and I mentioned their pastor's name. Fool! Without the pastor, I said, can I say no? The pastor responded to me, I said, put pastor. I said, no. The Lord told me, my son did. Like, my son Dixon Ogoina. I say, he now was responding, and I said, no, Pastor Dixon Ogoina. I said, no. The word the Lord told me is my son Ogoina Dixon. That is disrespectful. You understand? You don't say. So, I just say, an angel acts like that. So, when a believer begins to talk like that, he's unintelligent. Like.
You hear what I said?
Unintelligent. For a reason. I don't want to have problem with some Pentecostals, you know.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. So just be wise. Why not just say, sir, I receive that. Just be wise, because you are saying, sir. If I'm not telling, sir, move out to move in, you know, sir. I believe. You know, I'm going to teach you about the wisdom in giving prophecy. You know, just be wise. Sir, God is saying that some things we have to, not say you have to, we have to step up. How we can look at it and come in again. Just be wise. Amen. Yeah. Say, sir, the Lord said I should warn you, sir, your flesh. Unnaturally, you sir. Your flesh. Lord, I should warn you. I heard it. He said to me, send me. Warn your flesh. Angel, come back here. Come back here. Next time. You know, you can do that. Angel, come back. Next time when you want to give that message. I'll not find you. But why not say, Jonathan, you got to say, Jonathan, don't be unintelligent. Yeah. Glory to God. But we'll receive the ministry of angels. Hallelujah. So let's just see how we would incorporate the remaining part of my notes into next week. Hallelujah. But you know, our words of faith strengthens angels. We're going to look at some of those words. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Like Matthew 26:53. Jesus spoke about it. Say, I'll pray the Father and you and then if I pray my Father, he will give me 12 legions of angels. That word pray is how you demand for something based on authority. Hallelujah. So that means our authority to angels is from our standpoint of sonship. It says pray the Father. That is the standpoint of sonship. Hallelujah. We're going to look at all this next week. Hallelujah. And answer some other questions around angels, angelic beings. Hallelujah. I hope you are following me. I also have to open to Psalms 103, right? You remember? I will close from Psalms 103, verses 20. Are you there? Okay, it says, bless the Lord, ye his angels. Are you there? That excel in strength, right? That do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his words. You see that angels do what? Hearken to the voice of his words. So angels respond to the voice of the Lord. Angels respond to the word of God. Hallelujah. Angels respond to the word of God. So the more I speak forth to the word of God, the more I stir up the ministry of angels around me. Hallelujah. I will see. Glory to God. We will receive and see. Supernatural ministry of angels. And when we see those ministry of angels, we are not scared. And we don't now start exalting angels. Amen? Ah! I saw angel. Be calming down. Amen? Yeah. Angels are not knowledgeable when it comes to doctrine. So be careful when he says, the angel of the Lord taught me. How can the angel of God teach you? You know, it's nonsense, you don't learn. Don't we know that? He say, this one was not taught me by man, but by the angel of the Lord. Just in your head, just even listen. What you just say, just off it. Because you know angels don't know anything about doctrine. Amen? We are following me. Glory to God. So let's see if we look at some other things as regards the ministry of angels. Things like the angels kill. The angels have the capacity to kill. What about then, who is the dead angel? I want to look at all that. Hallelujah. I know you will be blessed. Hallelujah. I believe so. Glory to God. Let's go and see. Thank the Lord.